This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to Florida on Thursday to meet with families of people killed or still missing in the rubble of a beachfront apartment building more than a week after the disaster. The death toll in the tragedy now stands at 18 and more than 140 still unaccounted for. The White House says the first couple will also thank emergency crews sifting through the wreckage. The dead confirmed so far include two children aged 4 and 10, according to Miami-Dade's mayor, who said Thursday the search and rescue operation had been temporarily halted due to structural concerns about the pile of debris. A top Hong Kong official marked the July 1, 1997 anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese control Thursday by defending the national security law imposed by Beijing to crush pro-democracy rallies. The security law was implemented 1 year ago as authorities cracked down after Hong Kong was rocked by massive anti-government protests in 2019. Large-scale demonstrations have been banned and a number of pro-democracy activists and journalists have been arrested, ceased public activities, or have left Hong Kong. There was a heavy police presence in the popular Causeway Bay shopping district Thursday, with officers stopping and searching some people. They arrested a pro-democracy activist known as Grandma Wong, who'd been waving a British flag. Police said in a Facebook post there was 3 people arrested in Causeway Bay for disorderly conduct, and at least 11 others were arrested in another shopping area. Last month, police arrested 7 journalists and executives of the now-defunct Apple Daily, a pro-democracy newspaper that was a vocal critic of Hong Kong and China's government. Authorities also froze $2.3 million in assets linked to Apple Daily, forcing it to cease operations last week. This is VOA News. The long-serving chief financial officer of former U.S. President Donald Trump's company surrendered Thursday to New York authorities planning to charge him, possibly with tax-related offenses. The indictment of Alan Weisselberg has been expected for days as part of an almost 3-year New York investigation into business dealings at the Trump Organization. The Trump Organization itself is also expected to be charged when the criminal indictment is due to be unsealed in front of a judge later this afternoon, according to sources quoted by several news media. Although Trump himself is not expected to be charged at this stage, nor any members of his family, the charges could deal a major blow to the Republican ex-president, who has suggested he could run for the White House again in 2024. Trump has dismissed the probe as a witch hunt. The United States will begin shipping the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines it's donated to Africa this weekend, a special envoy of the African Union said Thursday, as the continent sees a surge in cases fueled by variants. Separately, the World Health Organization Africa had warned Thursday that the third wave hitting the continent was, quote, like nothing we've seen before. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced last month it would donate 500 million Pfizer coronavirus vaccine doses to the 100 lowest income countries in the world. The continent is lagging behind in vaccinating its population, with just 1% fully inoculated, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control director. He said Thursday Africa aimed to have 800 million doses by December this year, but had only received 60 million so far. The WHO Africa Regional Director compared the 1% of Africans fully vaccinated to 11% of people globally and over 46% of people in the United Kingdom and United States. The Air Forces of Japan and the Philippines will hold their first ever joint exercises next week, Japan's embassy in Manila said on Thursday, a further sign of deepening defense ties between the two countries. The air-to-air bilateral training in humanitarian and disaster relief, which Japan's embassy described as a, quote, significant milestone for joint defense cooperation, will take place from July 5th to July 8th at a former U.S. military facility in the northern Philippines. U.S. allies, Japan and the Philippines, have both been at odds with China over the conduct of its vessels and aircrafts in the East and South China Seas. The announcement comes as other allies of the U.S. take greater steps to preserve freedom of navigation and overflight in the region, including Navy patrols amid growing Chinese militarization. Japan came to the aid of Philippines after a typhoon in 2013, which killed over 6,000 people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.